Anne looks at us in horror, and for a moment the illusion flickers. I shake my head and smile at her. I see her close her eyes for a moment, and everything is as it was. Lily Trimble opens a silver case and pulls out a cigarette. The shock registers on our faces. We've never seen a woman smoke. It is terribly scandalous. She places the cigarette between her lips and lights it.
And I suppose you'd like me to secure your berth in the company.
Oh, I couldn't ask such a thing, Anne stammers, red-faced.
In my experience, my dear, if you don't ask, you do not get.
Anne can barely force the words from her lips. I should like to try. The actress appraises our friend through a stream of cigarette smoke.
You're certainly pretty enough to be on the stage. I was that pretty once.
She pulls her hair forward and grasps it tightly in one hand, brushing the long ends with the other. No one is as beautiful as you are, Miss Trimble. Another smoky laugh escapes from Lily Trimble.
There, there. You're not auditioning for me, darling. You can keep a lid on the charm. And speaking of charm school, what would your mother have to say about all of this?
Anne clears her throat softly. I don't have a mum. I've no one. Lily puffs thoughtfully on her cigarette. She blows a ring of smoke.
The hand you hold the longest is your own.
She glances at herself in the mirror, then holds Anne's gaze there.
Miss Washbrad, this life is not for the faint of heart. It is a vagabond's life. I have no husband, no children. But my life is my own, and there is the applause and the adoration. It helps to keep a girl warm at night.
Yes, thank you, Anne manages to say. Lily regards her for a moment. She puffs on her cigarette. Her words push out in a stream of hazy smoke.
Are you quite certain this is what you want?
Oh, yes, Anne chirps.
A quick answer.
She drums her fingers on her dressing table.
Quick answers often lead to quick regrets. No doubt you'll return to your charm school, meet a perfectly respectable man at a tea dance, and forget all about this.
No, I shan't, Anne says, and there is something that cannot be ignored in her answer. Lily nods.
Very well. I'll secure you an appointment with Mr. Katz.
Mr. Katz? Anne repeats. Lily Trimble places her cigarette in a brass ashtray, where it smoulders as she tends to her hair.
Yes, Mr. Katz, the proprietor of our company.
Is he a Jew, then? Anne asks. In the mirror, Miss Trimble's eyes narrow.
Do you have an objection to Jews, Miss Washbrad?
No, miss. At least I don't think so, for I've never met one. The actress's laughter comes fast and hard. Her face eases into a pleasant mask.
You'll have ample opportunity to get acquainted. You're speaking to one now.
You're a Jewess, Felicity blurts out. But you don't look at all Jewish. Lily Trimble lifts a perfectly arched eyebrow and holds Felicity's gaze till my friend has to look away. I've rarely seen Fee so cowed. It is a moment of pure happiness, and I'm enjoying it immensely.
Lilith Trotsky of Orchard Street, New York, New York. It was suggested that Trimble would make a more suitable name for the stage, and for the well-bred patrons who come to see famous actresses,
she remarks dryly. You're lying to them, Felicity says, challenging her. Lily glares at her.
Everyone's trying to be someone else, Miss Worthless. Here, I have the good fortune of being paid for it.
It's Worthington, Felicity says, her teeth as tight as soldiers.
Worthless, Worthington. Honestly, I can't tell the difference. You sort all look alike. Be an angel, Nanny, and hand me those stockings, will you?
Anne, the girl who can scarcely say the word stockings, rushes to give Lily Trimble hers. She places them in the woman's hands with a reverence reserved for royalty and gods. Here you are, Miss Trimble, she says.
Thank you, honey. You'd better be off now. I've got a suitor waiting for me. I'll send word to you regarding the appointment. Spence Academy, you say?
Yes, Miss Trimble.
Very good. Until then, don't take any wooden nickels.
Anne's brow furrows in confusion until Lily explains.
Look after yourself.
She casts a withering glance at Felicity and me.
Somehow I think you'll need to.